This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the
greenbacks tumble. Welcome back to the class, everyone. Hour number two, and this is Rich Sheben sitting in for Vince Fennelli. And we are talking with Dr. Norm Shealy. Dr. Shealy, I can't tell you what an honor it is to interview you from time to time. And my next question, Dr. Shealy, is regarding enzymes. You know, we all know they have temperature and pH variations and ranges and sensitivities. And, you know, it's basically when you eat raw, you almost cleanse and release toxins. But we also have to keep in mind that vitamins and minerals and all this comes from the soil, that a lot of soil in America has been chemically and mechanically destroyed. So when we talk about enzymes, which are basically a group of proteins that are produced by living cells and act as catalysts for biochemical reaction, this aids in digestion and nutrient support. And we know that 130 degrees Fahrenheit or higher can kill enzymes. I guess this is a lengthy question, but when we see our enzymes, our proteins, our yeasts, everything's being modified, where nutrients and metabolism and digestion and just overall homeostasis in the body is being affected, how important is growing your own garden? And what, because of the lack of nutrition in today's food, Dr. Shealy, do you feel that we should be consuming more homegrown vegetables to obtain these enzymes compared to yesteryear? It's kind of analogous to what you said about how much more vitamin D we need compared to yesteryear. Dr. Shealy.
Well, I've been saying for probably 50 years, I think it's stupid to have a lawn. If you have enough room to have a lawn, you have enough room to have a garden. And it's a lot less work, actually, to take care of a good garden than it is to mow your lawn every week. That's just my opinion. And I enjoy it.
I agree. I mean, I give lots of tours on gardening and off-grid living and things like that, and lots of talks about that. And, you know, it's a conversation piece. You know, you have people sitting around and discussing different techniques on gardening, different vegetables, different skill sets, different tools, and it really works. You know, everything from composting to you name it. It's just a great way to pass the day as well. Speaking of gardening, you know, we know that there's a lot of spray chemicals on a lot of food. Like, let's take potatoes, because I was going to ask you a potato question. A lot of potatoes are sprayed with chemicals to slow down budding shoots and rot, and a lot of vegetables and fruits are radiated, which destroys nutrition and vitamins. And a lot of these federal laws are protected protect the farmer in order to do this stuff, and they don't have to reveal the information to the grocery stores or the restaurants. What's your feeling on that? What's your feeling of overall potatoes? Because I remember hearing you say to avoid, quote, Irish potatoes. And when you say that, do you mean the nightshade family in general, all potatoes? Or what is an Irish potato? And talk about everything I just said, Dr. Shealy.
Well, actually, potatoes are primarily starch, carbohydrate, just that in itself. We don't need carbohydrate. You can make all all the glucose you need out of protein or fat. And so we don't need any kind of carbohydrate. That's at the top of the list. Second, of course, herbicides, pesticides, and in general, all of the artificial stuff is just another link of poison. One of my favorite books was written by Ross Jim Hall back in the 70s called Food for Naught, pointing out that in the grocery store, even then, back in the 70s, it was highly deficient in magnesium, among other things, and of course, the dangers from all of the sprays.
I couldn't agree more, Dr. Shealy. Now, regarding red meat, now we all know today it has red dye, non-meat is grown in laboratory, bioreactors, even 3D printers now. What would you tell our listeners in the class regarding the avoidance of... I know this sounds like a psyop. By the way, folks, every article I read, okay, is published in the public domain. So everything we talked about earlier in the first hour regarding vaccines and COVID, all published articles in the public domain. I do not make up anything. But tell the listeners what they can expect regarding nutrition from bioreactor meat, 3D printer meat, and meat grown in the laboratory. Never mind red dye, Dr. Shealy.
Poison. Period. I mean, to me, you'd do better off to eat paper.
You know, I could see paper pretty soon having some type of flavor on it and them selling it.
I don't doubt it. It's
nothing
crazy.
Nothing surprises me anymore. So, Dr. Shealy, you see all kinds of patients. You've been in practice for many years. Do you ever have discussions with your patients regarding the balance between prevention and treatment? Any particular sensible fine lines regarding that? That's a pretty general question, but go ahead and answer that, please.
Well, no matter how serious the illness is or what it is, there is what I call common sense health. And so, yes, in every patient we discuss what I call essential health habits and specific ones that they may need depending on what I know about them, as well as supplements. And since I don't see acute illnesses generally, I do not ever recommend a drug for a chronic disease. My favorite statement is, I don't know any chronic disease for which I would allow conventional treatment in this body.
You know, we've had a lot of conversations over the years, Dr. Shealy, you and I, regarding, or when I say conversations, I mean my questions and your answers. One of the most profound things that you said, and I'm being redundant here because I've said it before, but how you basically defined the six-month mark between acute and chronic, and that you said, and I'm paraphrasing, so please correct me if I'm incorrect here, you said that after 6 months, that drug starts to become poison and it starts to kill you. Is that an accurate statement, Dr. Shealy?
Absolutely.
Now, regarding home cures, you know, when you talk about immune stimulants versus immune suppressants, everybody knows the top of the list is sugar. I love sugar. I love ice cream. I try to have a little restraint, but I do enjoy all this stuff. But, you know, we always talk about hydration, nutrition, exercise, sleep, excess exposure to chemicals. Regarding home cures, whether they be tinctures or medicinal plants, something you would call a home remedy. What is there anything that comes to your mind, Dr. Shealy, that could prolong longevity, create homeostasis in the body, and just make you healthier as a person?
Well, growing all your own food, that would be at the top of my list, and never using any kind of poison or pesticide or herbicide or whatever. That would be absolutely up there. And, of course, second to the food is physical exercise. Only 10% of Americans get 30 minutes of exercise 5 days a week. It means 90% of people are sitting ducks. And sitting all day is as dangerous to your health as smoking a pack of cigarettes a day.
Wow. Wow, that's very profound. Now, talking about sickness, Dr. chili, overall general sickness, comorbidities, you know, what causes sickness, looking at it from a non-infectious disease standpoint, an infectious disease standpoint, what could you, when you examine sick people, I mean, you look at eyes, ears, skin, temperature, breathing, pulse, heartbeat, you examine the abdomen. What do you, for lay persons out there, if the crapper does hit the fan and we can't get to honest diagnosticians as yourself, what do people do regarding that, I'm going to call it philosophy or strategy, Dr. Shealy?
Well, I suggest they listen to the answers of people like me and read. And while they are able to do it, search the internet for any question they have. Now, interestingly, for instance, last week we talked about anandamide, the bliss hormone. There are over 20,000 references to anandamide on Google Scholar and over 3,700 on PubMed. And yet, the average physician doesn't have the foggiest idea of what it is, and there are no commercial labs that even do the test. That's how difficult the situation is, but you've got to look it up and know. And, of course, one of Vince's favorite book is my illustrated Encyclopedia of Healing Remedies, which goes into a lot of detail about these home things.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, Dr. Shealy, regarding the overall health, would you agree that hydration with clean, clear, uncontaminated, unfluoridated, unchlorined water is probably one of the best sources for being healthy?
Oh, absolutely. Second only to breathing.
Yeah. Now, do you have a recommendation regarding hydration and how much volume intake a person should take regarding demographics like age or even weight or lifestyle? Any comments on that?
It's based on weight. If you weigh 100 pounds, you need 50 ounces of water. If you weigh 200 pounds, you need 100 ounces of water. So half of the pounds in ounces of water.
Now, Dr. Shealy, you are obviously a very honorable physician, and with all these people in these institutions today being bought and paid for, I've had people come up to me. Heck, I've had women come up to me crying about, I don't know what to do. I don't think my kids or grandkids have a future. Very upset with everything that's going on from you know, the forced vaccinations to the destroying of the economy, the vaccine passports, the elimination of supply and demand, the destruction of the economy. I talk about the agenda with about 30, 35 different criteria often on the air when I'm talking about other things like, you know, financial, like economic, social, and political rationale. But there's a lot of people who feel that, like, even the CDC has gone full Nazi. And they're afraid, when they go to their healthcare worker, they're afraid to say certain things regarding their health, their habits, their children. After the break, Dr. Shealy, I'd like you to recommend, if there's anything in this Nazi state that we're heading into, that patients should not tell healthcare workers because it's going to go in the database. We'll be right back with Dr. Norm Shealy after the break, folks. Thank you for being here.
Attention, real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money, and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-507-6553.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is how we do every day. We keep grinding. If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
It's gonna be sliding.
Winner today is hot.
Why? God, you're
take my when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everybody. Rich Sheepman from Montana sitting in for Vincent Fennelli today. And we are with Dr. Norm Shealy, and really appreciate you, Dr. Shealy. Dr. Shealy, right before the break, I was talking about the Gestapo Nazi tactics like contact tracers. A lot of people are very concerned, especially about their kids and their grandkids. They don't know what they should or should not tell their healthcare worker. Not just diagnostician, but the original interview with the nurse, the person at the front desk, because everything's in the database right now. So they can, what you say or you know, if you're diagnosed with anything, who knows what they can say. You can't work. You can't do anything. When I was diagnosed with spinal stenosis, you know, I got on the red list as well. So people, I mean, I had to work for years because the attorneys I was talking to, I was working for GlaxoSmithKline. I tried to get a job, part-time job share, and the human resources literally told me it was for women only. So I was getting a lot of paralysis down my arms, down my legs, nerve damage, my whole right side of my body. I've lost a ton of muscle, and I couldn't do anything about it because my attorney said if I got my objective, diagnosis with tests, then they would certainly lay me off, and then my career would be done. So I basically milked it out as long as I could with extreme pain. I was literally driving with painkillers while working with GlaxoSmithKline, taking a chance on not killing myself or somebody else on the road because I didn't have any other legal alternative because they told me that part-time job shares were for females only. So tell me about... Is there something, I know we're living in a Twilight Zone episode. It's hard to believe any of these conversations we're having all morning, but But is there something in this Gestapo world that you should not tell your healthcare worker, especially if you're in the working years, you know, between that 25 and 54 range where the participation working rate is like, it's only 61%, Dr. Shealy?
Well, to be quite honest, I wouldn't tell them anything about vitamins that you're taking because they don't know it. The average physician doesn't know anything about nutrition. A couple of years ago, I gave a lecture at invitation to our local county medical society, 1 hour on nutrition. And the end of my talk, one of the physicians said, Norm, where do you get all this information? I said, PubMed. And he said, what's PubMed? That shows you how uneducated the average person is. I mean, not to know what PubMed is just shows you utter stupidity.
Dr. Shealy, you've been a physician for a long time. The average physician goes to school for how many years? This is a broad-spectrum question. How many years, Dr. Shealy?
Well, after college, 4 years for medical school, and then anywhere from 3 to 5 years for residency. So it's the official graduate education is somewhere between 7 and 9 years.
Okay, and in that 7 to 9 years, Dr. Shealy, how many courses or semesters, whatever unit of measure you want to use, does the average physician have under the guidance of nutrition?
None.
Wow.
Zero.
Wow. I think for the next half an hour of the broadcast, we can just say wow, and that's going to really be enough. Wow. Doctor, you mentioned vitamins, Dr. Shealy. And we've talked before about getting vitamin C in an injectable fashion. Could you please explain the benefits of, but whether it be any vitamin or medication regarding PO, sub-Q, or an in-vein injection, and how could the average person get a vitamin C intravenous?
Only from an holistic physician. If they don't call themselves holistic, if they call themselves integrative or some other nonsense, they probably don't know what it is. And you won't get it from any conventional physician under any circumstance. And yet, intravenous vitamin C in moderate to large doses is probably the single greatest alternative major treatment.
So, Dr. Shealy, could the average person get it from a physician out of state and have it shipped to them?
No, you can't. I could not prescribe it to someone out of state.
I see. Okay. We'll be right back, everyone, with the final half an hour of the broadcast. We appreciate you being here. We'll be back with Dr. Norm Shealy. Thank you.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
House GOP leader Kevin McCarthy on Sunday pressed House Speaker Nancy Pelosi to take action against Representative Maxine Waters for inciting violence in remarks she made in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota this weekend.
Well, we've got to stay on the street, and we've got to get more active. We've got to get more confrontational.
Hours after Maxine Waters' comments, two National Guardsmen were injured when a drive-by gunman fired at Minnesota National Guard and Minneapolis police. GOP Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia announced on Sunday she plans to introduce a resolution to expel Democrat Representative Waters of California from Congress. Dr. Anthony Fauci on Sunday predicted that a warning will be applied to the Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine after health officials recommend pausing usage last week rather than it being canceled. Republican Florida Governor DeSantis said during a news conference in Lakeland, Florida last week, how they handled the J&J, I think, was a huge mistake, end quote. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Since the president announced the September withdrawal of troops in Afghanistan, there's been a debate whether this is a smart move or not. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Last week, President Biden announced that all U.S. troops would be leaving Afghanistan by this September, ending the longest war in the nation's history. But that decision has been criticized, with some saying that the terrorist threat from that country could reform once troops leave. Secretary of State Antony Blinken defended the president's decision on Sunday, telling ABC's This Week that the U.S. accomplished the goals it had when it initially entered Afghanistan.
We went to Afghanistan 20 years ago, and we went because we were attacked on 9/11. And we went to take on those who had attacked us on 9/11 and to make sure that Afghanistan would not again become a haven for terrorism directed at the United States or any of our allies and partners. And we achieved the objectives that we set out to achieve. Al-Qaeda has been significantly degraded. Its capacity to conduct an attack against the United States now from Afghanistan is not there. And, of course, Osama bin Laden was brought to justice 10 years ago. So the president felt that as we're looking at the world now, we have to look at it through the prism of 2021, not 2001.
The leader of Al-Qaeda, Osama bin Laden, was killed by special forces in Pakistan 10 years ago under President Obama. Researchers at Johns Hopkins University using the Hubble Space Telescope have spotted a rare double quasar in the distant universe, implying a catastrophic galactic collision 10 billion years ago. Quasars are powered by supermassive black holes at the center of galaxies. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
And welcome back to the class, everybody. Rich Sheben sitting in for Vincent Finelli, and I'm with Dr. Norm Shealy. Last half an hour of the broadcast, we really appreciate you being here. Hopefully you're gleaning some good information. Dr. Shealy, regarding antibiotics, you know, we all, back in the 80s and 90s when they were coming out with broad-spectrum antibiotics and the cephalosporins and even the cipros of the world, you know, there was a lot of talk about destroying the normal flora. And then you go into a hospital, you get a nosocomial infection, and it could really, you know, destroy your immune system. What's your posture on all that today, Dr. Shealy?
Well, again, in certain acute infections, they can save your life. However, for instance, let's take one of the most common infections in the world, bladder. 95% of the infections in the bladder are E. coli. D-mannose, D-M-A-N-N-O-S-E, will cure 95% of bladder infections without an antibiotic. And so only if it's not E. coli may you need an antibiotic to do that. But for certain others, like meningitis, you mentioned that much earlier, for instance, that one, you're likely to die without antibiotics. And so it is a toss-up, and you have to depend upon conventional medicine to, you know, make your decision. But no matter how, if you take antibiotics ever, whether it's by injection or by oral, your gut flora are going to be compromised significantly, and you must restore it with adequate probiotics afterwards.
And what would be some of those examples, Dr. Shilley?
Well, the probiotics, you know, my favorite is a product made by a company, NOW, and it's called GR8, Dophilus, or Acidophilus, but it's got 8 different probiotics in it. But I also like plain yogurt and plain kefir.
Now, do you think if you don't get plain yogurt or plain kefir and you get it, you know, with sugar or, you know, it's got a flavor, obviously it would have sugar, do you think that would nullify the probiotic effect?
To a large extent, yes.
I see. Okay. Now, regarding fever, let's say things get rough. Let's say hospitals and physicians close down or go on strike like they supposedly is happening in India right now. Regarding fever, what's the best layperson way of treating somebody with a high fever, Dr. Shilley?
Well, I have to say that in general, aspirin works pretty well for that. However, you could also, get in the bathtub and take a cold shower or a cold soak. That's another way of doing it. But although aspirin, long-term especially, can give some risk of bleeding from it, I would strongly recommend an aspirin or two.
You know, I know some people who don't take anything because they feel they want to burn out the fever, is the terminology a lot of people use. You know, let it just spike and sweat it out. What's your feeling on that?
If you've got a fever that comes on automatically, I don't think that is a detox. Now, when you just have chronic toxicity, a sauna or soaking in a hot tub of water can be extremely helpful, but I don't think sweating it out with a natural fever is necessarily detoxifying or improving your immune system. So, you know, it's an iffy question.
Right. There's a lot of people out there with allergies, you know, it could be bees, could be a snake bite. You know, we all know about the price of insulin going through the roof, especially for, you know, the purpose for diabetics. What recommendation, besides like an insulin pen or something, do you have to treat people who have allergies to the bees, to the snake bites of the world? What other tool or technique could people use? You know, back in the movies, back in the old westerns, remember somebody, the damsel in distress would get bitten by a rattlesnake and then the cowboy would suck the blood out. I mean, obviously that's not a real remedy. I think it was more for the movies. What's your position on that, Dr. Shilley?
Well, my grandmother actually had a snake bite, and my grandfather properly actually cut that to bleed. I wouldn't have known how to do that. I would, at any age, you know, without an anesthetic. But for the average allergy, what you want to do is strengthen your immune system naturally. And that you do primarily with the basic vitamins that I think all adults need today, D3, B-complex, vitamin C. They've got to have that just to survive in our toxic atmosphere. 75% of the rain has Roundup in it. That's enough to, and not to mention that I imagine about 90% of the city water has fluoride in it. So everybody needs those. Now, there are just a few other things There's elderberry juice. That's an excellent addition to help immunity. And garlic and onion are also excellent to keep, you know, the chronic use.
Right. Now, regarding things like shock or lack of consciousness, what should the average person do to treat those patients, Dr. Shuey?
Call emergency wards, you know, call for an ambulance. You are not qualified to know what to do. I'm not an emergency doc, so I would not know what to do. Now, I mean, I do know, you know, artificial respiration and that kind of thing, but I don't know how to make a diagnosis if somebody suddenly fainted in my office. I wouldn't know why. I wouldn't have the foggiest idea. I would check them to check their pulse, and if necessary, give them artificial respiration, but I would call an ambulance.
Now, let's say you were in the backwoods, or let's say that we got into a situation worldwide, globally, that we didn't have certain those facilities, those opportunities. What about things like raising the legs or keeping them warm? I mean, is there certain, you know, making the blood go back to the head? I mean, are there certain little things like that a person could do?
Of course, of course. Now, check the pulse. That's one of the first things. Is the pulse feel strong and regular? That's, you don't want to be sure that it's good and strong, because if it's too low, raise the legs may help a little bit, but it's not going to help a lot. That's an output from the heart itself. So I would want to be certain about the pulse. You can feel it in the wrist or feel it in the neck.
Okay, you mentioned a few moments ago the gut. We've all talked about the gut and you know, to eat certain foods and not eat certain foods especially. Are there certain problems of the gut that are acute in the abdomen that are warning signs for something that's coming that's not going to be a good diagnosis or prognosis, Dr. Shuey?
Well, actually, one of the most serious is actually blood in the stool. Many people die from that, and there is one of the most interesting things. When I was in medical school 65-plus years ago, we were taught that even then, something like 16,000 people in this country died every year from taking aspirin. So aspirin and all of the so-called NSAIDs drugs can cause bleeding from the colon. That's perhaps, you know, the most common serious one. Severe pain and bloating, of course, can be next in importance. One of my favorites for gentle things happening is castor oil packs on the abdomen. Castor oil is absorbed through the skin and actually cleanses the lymph system. And so a towel or cloth soaked in castor oil placed over the abdomen with a heating pad for an hour can help detoxify the gut better than almost anything else.
Mm-hmm. Now, regarding aspirin, since you mentioned that, a lot of people I know take prophylactic treatment via aspirin to prevent heart attacks and strokes, especially before bedtime. What's your feeling on that therapy, and how often should people take aspirin? Is one per day too much? Should it be enteric-coated so it absorbs in the small intestine? What's your feeling on that, Dr. Shuey?
Well, personally, I think it's far better to lower your cholesterol and your triglycerides naturally, and I don't do it or take it myself. Interestingly, I had an intuition many years ago that wearing crushed sapphire over the heart would bypass surgery. And I have demonstrated that it lowers the calcium score, which is the percentage of heart arteries that are calcified, if you wear a little pouch with sapphire in it. I'd far rather do that than take aspirin regularly.
So if someone did take aspirin regularly, would you recommend a certain regimen? Would you recommend two times a week, five times a week?
Daily, so-called baby aspirin, half of a normal aspirin. Daily.
Okay. Regarding broken bones, let's say you're out in the woods, you're on a hunting trip, you're back in the bush, or the crapper hits a fan and we're in a position where we can't get medical attention. How do you, of course it's going to depend if it's a compound fracture, is it a fracture, is it a sprain, you got to figure out all these things, but how would you tell the layperson the best way to treat it? And of course, there's a big difference between an arm and a leg, of course, but address that, Dr. Shilley.
Well, obviously, you've got, feel the area to be sure. If it's broken, you're probably going to be able to tell that there's a slight movement there. If it's actually dislocated, it'd be easy to tell what's going on. If it's just fractured without being dislocated, the best thing you could do is find a nice, strong, about inch wide tree limb and tie it very gently around the limb above and below the fracture.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, we've talked about, all of the foods being destroyed for nutrition. A lot of it can't be digested or absorbed properly because of all the GMOs and the things that they're doing to it, the manipulations. Are you seeing today in America, Dr. Shilley, what you would call malnutrition in the 21st century?
Oh, yes. Unequivocally.
Wow, that's a very sad thing. Folks, we'll be back with our last segment with Dr. Norm Shilley right after this short break. Appreciate you being here.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please, call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com. Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Welcome back, everybody. Last segment of the broadcast. And Dr. Shealy, I just want to say ahead of time, it's always, and I mean always, an honor to interview you. Your knowledge, your experience, the respect that everybody has for you, especially the willingness, your preparation, your reading, your research, your courage to not bow down to medical tyranny and say the truth. And I, for one, want to say thank you very much for everything you do for the American people.
Well, thank you, Rick. You know, I jumped out of the box in 1971, and I never want to be back in it again.
Yeah, well, you're a smart man. Dr. Shealy, let me throw a few more questions at you before the end of the broadcast. I mentioned malnutrition before the break, and you know, we often talk about obesity, and I've read many times it's a contributor. It's not a fat-shaming thing that why I bring up obesity. It basically contributes to 40,000 deaths per month, and it's almost a comorbidity in every disease state today. Have you ever seen, you know, most conversations don't aren't in the same category when you talk about obesity and malnutrition in America. Do you find that to actually be a conversation these days?
Well, it's not a conversation except with my patients and me. They do go together. For some people, it is unequivocally carbohydrates. They don't need any. For others, it's all the other things, you know, like vitamin C and B complex and certain minerals, et cetera. So it is a unique individual experience. It depends upon total calories and total metabolism.
Mm-hmm. Now, Dr. Shealy, regarding GERD, you know, gastrointestinal reflux disease, or people refer to it as acid indigestion, you know, or heartburn, or, you know, some type or something of that nature. Regarding a home remedy, I read years ago, and I feel this makes a difference, is putting the head of your bed on lifts. You know, you can just go to like a cheap old Walmart and buy some bed lifts and angle yourself so slightly higher than your gut, and that could go a long way to remedying acid indigestion. And of course, not eating for 4 hours before you go to bed and things of that nature. What's your opinion on that?
Well, it can help. 12 inches is generally what's recommended. However, more important is taking the so-called blockers of hydrochloric acid long-term is extremely dangerous to your health. It opens you up to all kinds of infections from pneumonia on down. There are two excellent alternatives. Peppermint gel and an extract from orange peel. Both of them are extremely better than antacids.
Now, I know we talked about this for the first hour, but I just want you to put an exclamation point on vaccinations or immunizations or however they call it. Tell the audience, our listeners, the class, how you feel about them in general, not just the COVID, but in general.
Well, I think they're overdone. You know, the sort of basic five are probably okay, but the 56 or so that the average child gets by the time they go to school is, in my opinion, totally, well, dishonest and dangerous. And, of course, the current vaccination is the most dangerous that's ever been allowed on the market by the Center for Death Control.
Yeah. Regarding, you know, you just mentioned basically children here. Regarding somebody who might be compromised financially and have capital resource problems, and they have small children, what would you recommend would be an efficient diet for somebody who might not have the funds to really make a difference, you know, with small children? What diet would you recommend that family buy or that mother buy for that little small children, Dr. Shealy?
No sugar, no wheat, no white rice, no Irish potatoes.
And tell everybody what Irish potatoes are again, Dr. Shealy.
Well, they're those brown-covered, sometimes red-covered tubers that grow underground. And they are primarily carbohydrate with not much other value.
Well, Dr. Shealy, again, thank you. It's always an honor to interview you. You have a great rest of the day. And to our listeners, thank you for being here. And I will talk to all of you tomorrow. Thank you, Dr. Shealy.
Have a good one.
Too.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.